Mo Gerhardt is visiting with us. Mo works up at Michigan State, lives up in the Lansing area, is a color commentator for the MSU women's basketball team. But his book, Perspective from an Electric Chair, tells a story of his life from 8 years old being diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy to here at 34, having lived twice as long as they ever gave him prognosis for living. And despite what he deals with being in a wheelchair every day and the difficulties of sort of everyday life, has a remarkably positive perspective on things that is inspiring. And if you want to read an inspiring life story, you should pick up this book, Perspective from an Electric Chair, MoGerhardt.com, MoGerhardt.com. You tell a story in there, and I just tell it quickly because it's in the book it lays out. You find yourself squirming because it's so agonizing. But you went to a wheelchair basketball tournament.
Hockey. Yep.
And this is almost like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles story, you know, except really gruesome. Give us the low lights, such as it were, and what you had to endure.
Yeah, this was an international tournament, actually the North American National Championships for Power Hockey. So teams from United States and Canada. It was an all-star team here from Michigan that qualified. And flew out there to Calgary, and we're at the airport waiting for our initial bus to come. And it's late, but initially arrives, and we're starting to load on. And the wheelchair lift on that bus all of a sudden breaks. So, you know, to speed the story up, like, it doesn't work. So they call for a second bus. A couple hours later, we get a radio call that that bus, it had a flat tire. So now we have to wait for a third bus. But all the accessible buses are in use by other teams at this point, so we're still waiting. Eventually, a school bus from the Calgary Public School System shows up. And we're able to get loaded on that. It turns out that since Canada obviously doesn't have the Americans with Disabilities Act, their wheelchair restraint systems on their buses is a little antiquated, so there's no shoulder straps on those. So my wheelchair is locked down to the floor of the bus, and I have my lap belt on for my own wheelchair. And we're going now to the University of Calgary, and about just a couple miles away from actually finally getting to our destination. And I look at the driver, and all of a sudden I see she's looking down in her purse, trying to fish something out of it. And then I look up out of the dashboard, and I see a car just, you know, getting closer and closer. And obviously I know we're not going to be able to stop. So crunch right into the back of that car. With my wheelchair being held down to the floor of the bus, I got thrown forward. But I had my lap belt onto my wheelchair, so my hips got locked in place. That movement actually caused a double fracture then in my hips at that point. So obviously hockey tournament out of the question at that point, but the story goes on then, trying to work, you know, across the border with different medical systems and insurance and flights and you know, the bus insurance company holding out because they know I had to get back. So the longer they delay, you know, the tougher situation it puts on me, and the whole financial aspect of it. And yeah, it's a
all
whole chapter's
this,
worth.
All this from an effort to just go to a wheelchair hockey tournament.
Well, what's funny then is people, you know, I tell them, yeah, I got injured at a you know, a hockey tournament. They're like,
they think,
oh, well,
you
what
were
happened?
Playing.
I'm like, no, it was on the bus.
On the bus, yeah. But this is just some of the things that Mo has overcome in his life, and he tells it because I asked him to tell it, but you have no malice. I don't know. I think you've just lost the malice gene. I know there are days where you get up and you go, why me, and that type of thing, but how do you get out of it? Because, you know, there are people listening to us right now who say, why me, all the time, but they're not facing what you're facing. And you obviously find a way to happiness. How do you get out of those self-pity moments?
I haven't reached all my goals yet. There's other things I still want to do in my life. I want to be able to climb up through, actually, the athletic administration department at Michigan State. So there's those goals that I set. Luckily, I have great friends. You know, everyone, I think when we're down and out, and if we have friends that can help us in those situations, that's key. But, you know, everyone's not fortunate enough to have those circumstances sometimes. But family also always been very positive. But I think it's set out, try to find maybe little things in life that do make us happy, because we all are going to have our all ups and downs. And the biggest thing I try to remember is, yeah, I have it rough and I have it tough, but it's not very hard to find somebody else that's got it even worse than I do. So that's the perspective that actually I like to try to get across is, you know, the sun always does come up tomorrow. I mean, Little Orphan Annie, I mean, all that, sure, rah, rah, rah. But the bottom line is, lots of times we have to make our own decisions in life. And it really comes down to having that attitude that I'm going to be okay. I'm going to survive. I'm going to prove other people wrong. And that's a lot of it, too. I'm very competitive. And for me, yeah, it's almost a little bit of a game. Yeah, prove those doctors wrong. I'll show them.
Yeah, well, I think you've done that already, about 18 years worth on. And, of course, we're hoping and praying is going to be about another 100 or so. And then, well, by that point, you'll have had 5 more books that I'll have had a chance to read. This one is his first, Perspective from an Electric Chair, MoGerhardt.com, MoGerhardt.com. Really, one of our citizens here in the state that you really should get to know if you have a chance. If you don't get a chance to meet Mo up at Michigan State, then read his book. You'll know him through that. Mo, a pleasure to see you, as always.
It's always a pleasure to meet with you, Mitch.
Thanks
too.
For and, coming down.
Just thank you for being also just a special friend in my life, too. I appreciate your mentorship and everything that you've done for me.
Well, it's easy to be your friend, Mo. I think all your friends will agree. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more here on 760 WJR. Mickey Dolan's going to join us to talk about Davy Jones right after this.